Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, and every Wednesday in our 7 o'clock hour, we welcome Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald. Had a busy week, a lot going on, Rich. Big stories here, and we're going to talk to one of the mayors directly affected by the announcement on Friday of the partnership between U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel. I saw you were there. A big moment for the region.
It really was. And, you know, we've been about a year and a half going through this potential merger, takeover, whatever you want to call it, between U.S. Steel and Nippon. And, you know, going back in our history, think about what's happened in the Mon Valley over decades. They have not seen the kind of investment in new plants and new technologies that we're obviously going to see now with Nippon. And there was a lot of consternation. You saw five mayors of the towns come together. I know you had Mayor Kelly on last week. And to know that there's going to be a $2.4 billion investment into the Mon Valley, that is absolutely huge. And it really stabilizes the community, but also gives hope for the future.
And creates all these construction jobs and all the ancillary businesses, the restaurants, the hotels, everything benefits.
That's exactly right. You will have, you know, thousands of construction workers that will be going there to do the investment of the build out. It's going to improve the environment, the air quality in the Mon Valley. But yes, the restaurants and the ancillary suppliers in that community have just seen a big shot in the arm. And you can already see, again, we always think about the future. People are starting to invest, expand their restaurants, fix up their restaurants, talk about hiring more people. So there's a real, you know, some kind of supply chain effect that happens.
And thank you for connecting us to Mayor Kelly, because he's a former police chief.
Yes.
So, I mean, he's vested in this region. He's one of the residents, and he knows firsthand. And he got very excited, and it was fun to talk to him that morning on Friday, because anticipating this deal, he believes it saved the region.
There's no question. And being there in the U.S. Steel plant the other day, I mean, I know everybody focused on the president. We can certainly talk about that later on. But speaker after speaker after speaker who went to the podium talked about, I'm a second generation. I'm a third generation. My kids want to work here. I've been here 28 years. I've been here 40 years. I've been here 15 years. It was really about their livelihoods that was on the line. And you know, I know we get into politics because you get into the presidential part of it, but this was really about an investment in the community about the future. I think there was a lot of doubt. If this investment doesn't happen, what's going to be the future of these plants, which are old? Some of them are over 100 years old, the ET plant. We're going to hear from Mayor Lee a little bit later, Cletus Lee from North Braddock, who actually the plant is in North Braddock. We think of it as in Braddock, but
right,
the plant's more in North Braddock. So it was all about the future for all these mayors. They were very emotional.
And we talked to a steel worker on Monday morning just to get somebody's take. He's been a steel worker for almost 20 years. What this means to him, his family, his kids, and a lot of positives coming out of that whole deal.
Yeah, it's a real way of life. And it wasn't just Allegheny County, which they're located there, but many of these workers are from Washington County, from the Mon Valley in Westmoreland County, and in Fayette County. And we saw a number of the county commissioners who were part of the whole event. There was a big reception the night before that Nippon and U.S. Steel had at the Lexus Club. You had just about every CEO in town who was there, every business leader, university leaders. We realize what this means, not just for those communities, Braddock and Clairton and West Mifflin, but the entire region.
And we're going to check in just a moment to Washington County Commissioner-elect Janis. That said, before we do that, I wanted to just get your take. This transit funding, you may have heard, we talked to a gentleman who's representing citizens who want to see some kind of comprehensive transit deal done in Harrisburg. And at 10 o'clock, they're going to express their opinion. Where do we sit with funding for transit?
I did hear the conversation, and I'm glad that it was cleared up about operating dollars versus capital dollars.
Right.
Capital dollars pretty much come out of Washington, D.C., and that's what buys the buses, buys the trains, fix up the rail lines, the physical structure. But the operating dollars to pay the drivers and the mechanics comes out of Harrisburg. 12 years ago, we passed Act 89. I was a county executive when that happened. I spent a lot of time up in Harrisburg lobbying our legislators to get that done. It was a 10-year deal. Now, the reason it's a couple years beyond that is because we got American Rescue Plan dollars during COVID that allowed, you know, that funding to extend a couple more years. It is running out. If the state does not come up with the funding to fund the operating dollars, then that would have to mean that certain bus routes would have to be cut. And that's the consternation that Harrisburg, the governor's trying to get some money through the legislature. We know the budget at the end of this month. We're in June now. June 30th is the budget deadline. So you're going to start to see as we get towards the deadline, you know, things will get a little louder and a little more contentious.
And we'll be interested to hear what becomes of today's rally. That said, we're going to take you to Washington. Gerald, executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Last evening, Rich talked to a friend who had moved away for a while to Florida, was excited to move back to the region. And he said, you know where I'm moving? Washington County. And he said, I really have fallen in love with the Canonsburg area.
There's a lot of good things happening in Washington County. And, you know, not, doesn't always get the attention that, you know, we focus on downtown Pittsburgh and other places. But one of the new exciting young elected officials, we have a young mayor, a young county executive, but one of the young dynamic leaders in this region, we're going to talk to a county commissioner, Electra Janis. She's in her first term, go-getter in Washington County, some of the things that the commissioners are working on. And Commissioner, first of all, welcome, but I want to hit on two things that are of interest, I think, to folks in this region, and both of them are around mergers. You were involved a while back and, you know, some worries that Washington Hospital would be, you know, might be in jeopardy. And then there was a merger with UPMC that kind of see how that goes. And then obviously you guys were involved in the merger tangentially of Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel and how that will affect some of your communities in the Mon Valley that stretches into Washington County. First of all, welcome. Glad to have you with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you, Rich. It is a pleasure to be here. I'm so thrilled and excited to be on your show this morning. I think you hit the nail there. This is the year of the mergers for Washington County. We did have two very large mergers that we are very, very proud of. Our board unanimously was in support of both of those mergers. I'll start with the UPMC Washington Hospital merger. Washington Hospital was very close to shutting its doors. They could not continue funding, and we were going to be without any type of hospital in that area. And in the Mon Valley, that is very important to have access to, you know, healthcare in our area. So UPMC was kind enough to commit to $300 million over the next 10 years to not only save the hospital, but enhance the clinical services, put in heart cardiology and, you know, enhance their cancer treatment. So a lot of people were hesitant, but we were able to advocate for that through our officials in Harrisburg and kind of get the unions on board, put everyone at ease. And so far, it has been an absolutely fantastic asset for Washington County and Greene County as well. In that, a rural area like that, you need to have the access to health care that you deserve. So we're very proud of that. And I guess I'll get into the Nippon Steel. That's the big news of the city. This was not just specific to Washington County, obviously. This was a regional decision, but all three of our commissioners were on board with this. We worked very closely with their leaders from Nippon, and also U.S. Steel had multiple dinners and meetings with them, both back with the Biden administration and the Trump administration. Sent several support letters, just did everything that we could that they asked of us to try to take part in that role. And we're very grateful for President Trump's leadership in making that happen. The Mon Valley is now going to receive at least $1 billion in upgrades to enhance their facilities, and they're going to bring 70,000 jobs to our economy. So we're very proud and very excited about that. And I appreciate you highlighting that. So hopefully the listeners have a little more information on that now.
And I'm curious, because as Rich detailed, this U.S. Steel Nippon deal means so much to the region. And as you mentioned, it impacts certainly on Washington County, but the growth factor for your county is really pointing way up. What are some of the other things that you're highlighting that are going on in Washington County?
Absolutely. Our growth, we're very proud. I hate to use the word oversaturated, but that's a problem we're going to have soon, and it's a problem that I'm okay with. One of the exciting things that we have in South Germain Township is we are putting in a Costco, which is very, very big news for anybody in this area, because the closest that we have is in Robinson. But what's exciting about the Costco is it's going to be put into the Washington Mall, which has been sitting empty for 11 years. There was, you know, asbestos, and no one wanted anything to do with it. And it was a very long time coming, years. Commissioner Sherman was working on this prior to me even coming into office, so I give him all the credit in the world for this. But we're actually going to be using our American Rescue Act dollars, $6 million of that, which we put into a blight fund. And we're going to put $6 million towards demolishing the mall. The Costco will come in. It's just going to be really exciting, because we're not using a tax burden for residents. We're not using any additional funds. The Costco is going to pay $30 an hour with their jobs. So not only are people going to come here to work, but now people, because we're right on the border from Ohio, West Virginia, they're going to come in and, you know, spend their money here and their taxes here in Washington County. So we're very excited about that. We expect the area of South Germain to just boom after that, because, you know, you build it, they will come. You put a Costco in, people are going to come. So we also have some expansion with the Home Depot that's there currently. It's going to become a super Home Depot. And then additionally, we have an RV dealership that's coming and going to set up shop right next to that Costco. So development is, it's a big deal right now in Washington County, and we're very proud and very excited of that.
We're glad to hear that. And I'm going to, one other thing I noticed that you do, it's called Conversations with the Commissioners. And we've seen around the country where sometimes, I'll call them town hall meetings, can kind of get out of hand. How have your conversations with the commissioners, and kudos to you for going out into various parts of the county to hear what people have to say?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. It started off as just short videos, right? Conversations with different people that I would just put on my Facebook page and let people, just to bring up awareness with various nonprofits, new businesses, anything like that. But it's gotten to the point, and I never even imagined that this would happen, that people are calling me, asking me, hey, can I have a chance to be on this show that you have? And it means a lot to me, because that means people are watching and the awareness is working. And it's really nice to go. And some of them, I do the interviews in my office, but some of them I'll go out on site and show people, like there was an art studio, a nonprofit art studio that just opened up in downtown Washington. So I wanted that to be highlighted in person so you could see it. And, a local coffee truck wanted to be on there. And obviously we went to the truck so you could see that. But it's been a really great way to foster conversations and get people to see a lot of things in the county that people didn't realize were there. So if anyone's listening and they want a chance to be on the show, I would be more than happy. Just send me a message on Facebook.
Call Commissioner Janice, and she's ready to have a conversation with you.
Welcome to my world, Commissioner. Yeah, and one of the treasures, I think, is the Washington Wild things. A very successful baseball team. Joliet Slammers, by the way, tonight. It's Dollar Hot Dog Night, and they Wild Things won last night. That's a little gem, and very, very family-friendly.
It's extremely family-friendly, and I will say to you, a lot of people don't know this, but it has a very, very, very special place in my heart. I grew up as next-door neighbors with the owners of the team. They had 6 children, and that was my childhood. Every night, every summer, we were, as young kids, playing in that, you know, the kids' area, having the hot dogs, the cookies, and then when we became old enough, at 14, sure enough, you know, we were sweet waitresses, working in the merchandise shop, you name it, we did it. And I, you know, spent a great deal of my childhood there. So I absolutely love the Wild Things. It's a huge asset to the county. I love that people travel to come to the games. It's a lot of fun. And we're very lucky to have that in Washington County.
Well, thank you for your time this morning. Continued success. And you got a long career ahead of you.
Thank you, Commissioner. And keep up the good work in Washington County. We're excited to hear all the things that keep happening.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Electra Janice, Washington County Commissioner. Now, I want to be on her show, Rich.
Conversations with Larry.
Now, find out. I think Washington County has been a real gem, and now the future is really looking bright.
There's no question. I mean, they've got some good, you know, some dynamic school districts, some big investment that's happening. Obviously, the energy industry's been a big part of what they've done.
And that helped fuel, literally, pun intended, this economic boom that now is going to continue.
And to think about what they're doing at an old mall.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
mall, and we've seen what's happening to certain malls in and around this area, that they've been able to regenerate that and put some money and get Costco to come in and make that major investment will be very helpful for that part of the county.
I didn't realize it sat vacant for 11 years. Yeah. So this is big change, big transition.
Yep.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and in studio every Wednesday on our 7 o'clock hour, the Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald. Our next guest is looking at the future, literally.
Absolutely. And you know, we talk about jobs and economic growth and kind of the new economy that, you know, Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh region has undergone. We've been talking a lot about AI and robotics, you know, over the last number of months. But one of the growing industries in this region is life sciences. And we're bringing on today Megan Shaw, who's the executive director of the Life Sciences Initiative here in southwestern Pennsylvania. And I'm delighted to have Megan on to tell us a little bit more about the benefits for life sciences in this region. Megan, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's great to be here.
So talk about the economic impact and the benefits, the amount of jobs, and what's going on in the life science space.
Yeah, thank you. You know, this is a really exciting sector. It's a major and robust part of our new economy, as you said. Last year, the life sciences sector in the 10-county region here accounted for over $3.4 billion in economic output and over 15,000 jobs. And I think what's really exciting is these are jobs that pay higher wages and are growing faster than the private sector as a whole in our region. But what we're really excited about is the potential for this sector is much larger and really globally important. So the Pittsburgh Life Sciences Alliance was founded last year as a nonprofit to help support this industry. And I think uniquely it was created by a set of institutions coming together for the greater good. So the University of Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon University, UPMC, Highmark Health, and the R.K. Mellon and Henry L. Hillman Foundations all came together with a shared vision that life sciences is a really important sector for the region and should be a much larger one. So we're trying to connect the unique clinic. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Continue.
So we're connecting the unique clinical research, manufacturing, and technology strengths here to make this region a global sector and working very closely with industry from both the multinationals to the fast-growing, exciting companies to understand what our regional companies need to succeed and grow with a real focus on does everything we do help to create companies, jobs, and economic output for the region in a way that, you know, fundamentally enhances human health.
So tell for our listeners, what does life sciences entail? What does that encompass? And what are some of the companies that we might recognize in the public sphere?
Great question. So the traditional definition of life sciences is therapeutics. So those are the pharmaceuticals that we traditionally think of, as well as some of the new treatments like cell and gene therapies, diagnostics, which are the tests, things like a cholesterol test or a pregnancy test. Medical devices, these can be devices that are implanted in your body, like a pacemaker, or that work alongside you, like an imaging system in a hospital, and laboratory services. But what's really exciting about this region is that we think about it beyond traditional life sciences as a fundamental hub for human health innovation. So that brings in all of the digital health and healthcare technology and the strengths of this region, so the intersection of AI with life sciences and healthcare. And to give you a few examples, some of these companies. So Zoll is a major international company that has its headquarters for the Cardiac Management Solutions Division here in Pittsburgh. They're employing over 1,400 people in the region and manufacturing a number of devices, the Zoll LifeVest wearable defibrillator, their heart failure management system, and their arrhythmia management system are all products that are made here in Pittsburgh. And they also have a big R&D facility here with over 200 people working on the next generation of their products. If you look at the therapeutic side, Krystal Biotech is a homegrown Pittsburgh company that has the first ever redosable gene therapy approved by the FDA. And this is, it's a really incredible story. It's targeting at a genetic disease that causes impaired wound healing. It's a really challenging condition for these patients with these open wounds that just won't heal. And so they've developed a treatment here, and they're making that gene therapy here in Pittsburgh. And then finally, if we look at the digital health side, Abridge is a company here. It's really one of the hottest companies in the country.
And it's a CMU grad who went to Pitts Med School, became a UPMC cardiologist, and launched this company with backing from UPMC Enterprises. And they use AI-powered ambient listening to listen into the doctor-patient conversation and write the note for the doctor. So now your doctor is talking to you as a patient instead of staring at his computer. And they've been doing incredible work. They raised $250 million earlier this year. They've been they're in over 100 healthcare systems and named one of the most innovative companies in the world by Forbes and Time. So really exciting to have them here.
Well, Megan, I appreciate you being on with us. I hope that we can invite you in studio at some point and talk more about the Pittsburgh Life Science. And as executive director, wish you all the best.
Thanks so much. It's a really exciting sector with tremendous growth potential. So appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, Megan. Good
all
work.
Right.
Thank you.
And
bye.
Big news here in Pittsburgh.
It is. And those three companies she mentioned are, and Edbridge is one of the ones that's got some major venture capital behind it. You're going to hear growth. And you think about a company, Zoll, 1,400 employees. I don't think most people even knew, you know, that they're here. And now you got 1,400 people working at a company like that.
Yeah. These are the kind of stories, Rich, that I really appreciate you bring to our attention, because it all factors into the fabric of the future. And in our region, there are a lot of things pointing up. And I don't mean to say that, you know, without really thinking about it. There are a lot of positive things going on around the region.
There are. And there's a lot of opportunities for young people as they come out of school and they complete their education. And again, we talk about life sciences, obviously, in steel and, you know, part of our heritage, talking about the Nippon deal. But AI and robotics and just, you know, hospitality, you know, the NFL draft. There's so many things going on over the next number of months. And I think hope is the one thing that I'm excited about, that there's a lot of hope. And you heard the excitement with Commissioner Janice and the things happening in Washington County. Just some good stuff.
The one constant in life is change. And we've just found out Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh Bishop David A. Zubik is retiring and will be replaced by Auxiliary Bishop Mark A. Ekman as the 13th Bishop of the Diocese. He will be installed July 14th. Announcement today, the Holy See, Pope Leo XIV, has accepted the resignation of Bishop Zubik, who reached the mandatory retirement age of 75, but due to some health conditions, and he's been in that role since 2007, 18 years. And there'll be a new bishop.
It is. And boy, Bishop Zubik has really served this community so well. And the Pittsburgh Diocese encompasses many, multiple counties, maybe seven or eight counties beyond just Pittsburgh and Allegheny County. And obviously gone through some difficult, as the Catholic Church has had to consolidate a number of parishes. And that's always a very challenging thing. But in my work, both in this role and the previous role that I've had, the partnership that this community has always been able to appreciate with Bishop Zubik has been tremendous. He's really been a servant of the Catholic Church and a servant of Christ. And boy, he's quite a legacy.
And quite a story. We'll have a lot more on that after the news at 8 on KDKA. Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald and a special guest.
Yes. You know, we talked, you know, obviously the U.S. Steel Nippon deal was really a huge, huge story and continues to be. And way back when this whole thing was coming about, you had five mayors in the Mon Valley that got together. I know you had Mayor Kelly from West Mifflin on last week, with Mayor Lennon Winstead from Braddock, Mayor Latanzi from Clairton, and Mayor False from Munhall, and one of those other mayors from North Braddock. And most people think of the ET Works, which is the oldest mill leading to the 1800s, of being in Braddock, but it's actually mostly in North Braddock. And joining us now is the mayor of North Braddock, Cletus Lee. And Cletus was one of those leaders who really fought for his community to make sure that those plants got the investment and got the kept the jobs that were going on. Mayor, welcome and congratulations on a lot of good work.
Well, thank you. Thank you as well, Rich. And thank you all for having me this morning. I'm glad. This is a great day for Mon Valley.
And Mayor, you've had a few days now to kind of soak it in after Friday's official announcement. What will this mean for your community?
Oh, wow. This is huge. I mean, just look at it like this here. When Andrew Carnegie had a vision and he built this plant down there in North Braddock, basically, because the majority of it is in North Braddock and about 26% of it is in Braddock, and built a community around it. Taking that away from now the community would have been just terrible. So I'm glad it would have went to Big River, which is down in Arkansas. And I think a company by the name of Nacor, which is a non-union company, would have purchased it. It would have displaced jobs, families, homes, the economy, tax base, everything. So for it to still remain here, and with the mayors who went down there to talk to the USW team, which was myself, Mayor Kelly, Mayor Latanzi, and then another mayor from Gary, Indiana, Eddie Melton, to put things in place. And here we are now. So I'm glad this is all happening.
Well, when you have grassroots support, like the people that literally are on the ground, not necessarily people from Washington or even Harrisburg, but literally the elected officials who are in the community, and you, as you mentioned, the other four mayors who came together and held multiple meetings and lobbied a lot of elected officials in Harrisburg and in Washington to make sure that this happened. You were fighting for your community. You really were. And that was something, and we've seen in the decades, we lost the mill in Homestead and in Duquesne and in Rankin and McKeesport. But these three plants, really were the last ones left, and will be providing jobs and economic growth for years to come.
Yes. Like you said, Rich, and these are legacy mills. So as I said at the beginning, down in AT, I think 1876 is when it was put together. So, yeah, this is boots on the ground. I knew what I needed to do for the residents, as well as myself being the mayor of North Braddock, but a resident as well, and how the 80s kind of messed us up over here, and a lot of people left their homes because they couldn't afford them, and we have situations of blight based off of that. So to keep them here and to be able to retain and protect the 10,000 jobs that's down there, but also create another 11,000 is something to speak for. So I'm glad that it's going to remain here for several years to come. We're not going to Big River. We're not going down to Arkansas. And we'll still be a strong steel manufacturing base here in the Mon Valley.
Mayor of North Braddock, Cletus Lee, congratulations. More to come. We'll talk again. Thank you.
Thanks, Mayor. Congratulations. Thanks. It was great to see you on Friday.
Thank you, man. Y'all have a great, great day.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, the big story this morning, David Zubik retiring as the Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh.
Boy, that's a big deal, right, Rich?
Oh, that's a huge deal. I mean, 18 years, literally an institution, and there's young Catholics that have only known one bishop in their lifetime, so this will be a big change.
Absolutely, yes. Mark Ekman, the auxiliary bishop, will be named as his replacement. Also, Pittsburgh Regional Transit facing drastic funding and service cuts, as is the case with transit agencies all across the state. Today, a huge rally set to take place in Harrisburg as leaders try to avert what they call a crisis.
You don't need some fancy analyst to explain to you that if folks can't get to work, that employer can't produce their product, can't deliver their service, can't make sure we make lives better.
Governor Josh Shapiro, and earlier we talked to Connor Deschmaker, who's with this transit group. They're going to be rallying 10 a.m. on the Capitol steps in Harrisburg, Rich.
Yeah, to have a major metropolitan area, you've got to have a robust transit agency serving the public. And as the governor said, getting people to work, getting people to school, et cetera.
And there were growing worries about President Trump's tariffs that just went into effect overnight. However, all the buzz in Washington is over Elon Musk's denunciation of the Trump budget bill as a disgusting abomination, his words.
People are actually stunned that Elon Musk would go that deep based on they were just in the Oval Office together Friday before he flew to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I guess the honeymoon is over.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Rich, Thank you. A lot of great information today. More to come. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Good stuff.
U.S.
Open. Who knows what'll happen next week,
I
right?
I know. It's been a while.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.